first aider. Nice day at school, children.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Molly.
I can jump too. Watch this.
Zach, no running on the crossing.
Zach, are you all right?
No. The rotten pavement. It tripped me up. Ow.
Oh, dear. You took quite a tumble there, Zach.
Yes.
Let's have a look at you. Where does it hurt?
Here. Here, this one.
It can't be that bad if you can't remember which ankle it was.
Ooh. Hold still, Zach, and we'll have you back on your feet in no time.
Thanks, Mrs. Ollie. It's feeling better already.
And Mrs. Ollie was really brilliant.
Yes, you should have seen her bandaging Zach's ankle.
And it doesn't hurt anymore.
Well, it's lucky Mrs. Zolly was there. She's an excellent first aider.
What's a first aider, Mr. Zoe? Huh?
A first aider is someone who helps you if you hurt yourself. You know, if you have a cut or a bit of a bump. Mm. Well, thanks for looking after Zach. It seems you two are sort of first aiders yourselves.
Yes, I am.
I've decided. When I grow up, I'm going to be a first aider, just like Mrs. Zolly.
What a good idea, Zoo.
Careful with those cakes, Grandma. That's a hot oven. We don't want you burning yourself.
Well, if I did, it's a comfort to know that we've got a first aider in the house. Now, what every first aider needs is a first aid kit.
Well, I haven't got one of those.
You soon will have. I've got just the very bag for your kit upstairs.
And I think I can find the right things to put in it.
Brilliant!
There. And I've made some red crosses for it. That way people will know it's a proper first aid kit.
Wow! Thanks, Grandma.
And here we are, Zoo. Some bandages. Some plasters, some cotton wool. There we go, Bizu.
Thanks, Mum. Mum, Grandma, are you feeling all right?
Yes, I think so, Zoo.
Just checking. We first aiders need to keep a lookout for everyone. Come on, Pop, let's go and find my first patient.
Oh, hello, Zoo.
Hello, Grandpa. How are you feeling today?
Very well indeed, thank you, Zoo. Never better.
Oh, ooh. That's good.
Oh, what's that you've got there?
It's my first aid kit, Grandpa. I'm a first aider now.
Ah, so that's why you wanted to know how I am.
Yes.
Well, now you come to mention it, I did bang my leg a little while ago while I was mending this chair.
Great! Oh, I mean, oh dear. Sorry to hear that, Grandpa. Sit down here.
Oh dear.
Let's take a look at you. Does it hurt when I do this?
Ouch! Oh, yes, that's the spot.
I think we need to bandage you up.
You may have another patient there, Zoo.
I think he's all right, Grandpa.
Oh, good. Then you'd better finish bandaging my poor old leg.
Hold still, Grandpa. I'll soon have you back on your feet again. There you go. Now make sure you rest the leg.
Thank you, Zoo.
Now I'm going to find another patient.
Ouch.
That sounds like a job for Zoo the First Aider.
Nino, woo woo, Nino, woo woo, Nino, woo woo, Nino, woo woo.
Dad, are you all right?
Oh, yes, just a little cut. Caught myself on my briefcase. Nothing to worry about.
Let me have a look. I'm a first aider.
Oh, good. Then I'm in safe hands.
You are. You need a plaster on that. When I get a cut, Mum puts one of these on me. Oh, just a little problem with the... Huh? Oh, there's a plaster still. Oh, get off. Whoops, I'll get another one. There.
Thanks, Sue. It feels better already. Oh, must be off. Don't want to be late for my meeting. See you later.
And I need to find my next patient. So, is there anything Zoo the First Aider can do for you, Nana?
Well, now you come to mention it, there's my lips. They haven't had a kiss for ages.
Nana. Bye, Nana.
Bye, Zoo.
On these nettles.
Oh, sorry, Mum. But don't worry. I'm a first aider. I'll have you better in no time.
Oh, thank you, Zoo.
Let's go in the house. Grandma, Mum's just got stung by some nettles. And, I don't think I know what to do with nettle stings.
Oh, maybe I do. See this? It's baking powder. Now, if you mix a little bit with some water...
Thanks, Grandma. Now I know what to do for next time.
And why don't you come with me while Zoo gets the paste ready? Clean your arm with water and then Zoo will dab it dry with a cloth.
Oh, okay, Grandma.
Carefully, Zoo. Or you'll run the little nettle hairs in and make it sting even more.
You're doing a great job, Zoo.
And now you spread the paste on the stings.
Can you sit down, please, Mum?
Oh, that feels better already.
Well, I am a first aider.
Oh, I must dash. I'm supposed to be going out with Grandpa. I'd better hurry or I'll be late.
Have a good time, Grandma. And thanks for the help.
You're welcome, Zoo.
Where's Pog, Zoo? He usually goes everywhere with you.
Oh, I don't know. Pog! What's he doing in the living room? Pog! Oh, Pog! What's happened? Oh, it's the plaster I threw away. It's my fault. Sorry, Pock. You must have been stuck here for ages because of me.
Zoo? You haven't seen Grandpa, have you? I can't seem to find him.
No, Grandma. Last time I saw him, he was in the garage. I'll go and have a look.
Oh, thank you, Zoo.
Grandpa! Grandpa, have you forgotten? You're supposed to be going out with... Oops.
No, Zoo. I hadn't forgotten. I just got a bit tied up, that's all.
Sorry, Grandpa. I'll soon have you free. There you go.
Oh, thank you, Zoo.
Bye, Grandpa. Bye, Grandma.
Oh, no. They were nearly late. All because of me.
They left just in time.
Didn't make a very good first aider. I stuck Pork and tied up Grandpa.
Yes, you did. Look. Look, my arm. It's all better now. What would I do without my little bee-zoo?